Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President says don't be afraid of the virus.
I stood out front. I led.
Critics and opponents react.
I hope no one walks away with the message thinking that it is not a problem.
Hurricane careens toward the Gulf.
Things are really escalating quickly.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It had the look of a made-for-TV event. President Trump's return to the White House after several days in the hospital battling the coronavirus. Still contagious, he proclaimed we should not be afraid of the virus that has killed more than 200,000 Americans. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
President Trump walked up the stairs of the White House, then flanked by American flags. He removed his mask and posed for the cameras. Still infected with the virus, the president appears to be breathing heavily.
Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it.
His message to the country, coronavirus is not that bad. That as more than 210,000 people in the U.S. have now died from the virus. Still, Mr. Trump stood by his decisions.
I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
There's evidence that having the virus does not confer immunity. And the president's own medical team confirmed he's still treated with a powerful steroid and the antiviral medication remdesivir.
If we can get through to Monday with him remaining the same or improving, better yet, then we will all take that final deep sigh of relief.
But Dr. Sean Conley did not share important details about the president's condition, like the results of a scan of the president's lungs, which can be severely affected by COVID.
The White House has turned down government help to contact trace people who were at the Supreme Court nominee event at the White House, where so many positive cases have turned up. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
The Centers for Disease Control, who have tremendous expertise, are on the sidelines here. You want to be able to have contact tracing, and you want to be able to get specimens from everybody so that later on you can figure out, well, where did this start? Not to point fingers, but to say, how can we prevent this from happening in the future?
Joe Biden says he's glad the president appears to be recovering, but he indicated Mr. Trump bears some responsibility for getting infected and is now sending the wrong message. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Joe Biden once again sent best wishes to the first family, but said he isn't surprised by the president's illness.
Anybody who contracts the virus by essentially saying masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter, is responsible for what happens to them.
Shortly after the president took off his mask while re-entering the White House, Biden implored Americans to keep them on.
What is this macho thing? I'm not going to wear a mask. Big deal. Be patriotic, for God's sake. Take care of yourself, but take care of your neighbors.
New guidance from the CDC says the virus can spread through airborne transmission of particles, which can potentially travel more than 6 feet. Dr. Michael Osterholm is an infectious disease expert at the University of Minnesota.
The CDC is finally acknowledging that these very tiny particles that can float long distances and hang in the air for hours are actually part of the transmission.
And CBS's David Begnaud tells us.
There is a report from the New York Times that says scientists at the FDA are being blocked by the White House from implementing strict new federal guidelines for the emergency release of the vaccine. Those enhanced safety guidelines would almost guarantee no vaccine would be approved before the November election.
Vaccine-producing companies are aware of the guidelines, and it's believed they plan to follow them anyway. At the Supreme Court, Justice Clarence Thomas has suggested the High Court needs to revisit the issue of same-sex marriage, and conservative colleague Samuel Alito agrees. Thomas says the court created a problem that only it can fix in the 2015 case that legalized it nationwide. The court yesterday turned away an appeal from the Kentucky County Clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Hurricane Delta is getting stronger, whacking the Cayman Islands and heading toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Sustained winds now top 80 miles an hour. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it's expected to affect the Louisiana coast by late this week.
You're dealing with some very strong winds that will damage some structures as well as torrential rain and some storm surge.
In North Texas, a small-town police officer is charged with murder in the killing of an unarmed black man. CBS's Maria Villarreal spoke with Jonathan Price's family before the legal case against the officer took shape.
Wolf City police officer Sean Lucas was booked Monday night, charged with murder, and his bond set at $1 million. The Texas Rangers say Lucas was responding to a disturbance call outside a gas station on Saturday. That's when Officer Lucas encountered Price, who the Texas Rangers say resisted arrest in a non-threatening posture and walked away. Officer Lucas, according to the Rangers, then tased Price before shooting and killing him. According to family members, it was Price who intervened and de-escalated a fight between a couple. His father, Junior Price, says he showed up to the scene on Saturday as paramedics worked to save him.
I'm watching my son die. I knew he was dead before he moved him.
No justice!
No peace!
Hundreds gathered to peacefully honor Price Monday night, marching the streets of Wolf City. Price's sister, April Lewis, says he worked for the city. He was also described as a hometown hero and a stand-up guy.
He had a bright future. It's just gone. It didn't have to end like that.
Instagram says it's going to start hiding potentially offensive comments on the app. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Instagram parent company Facebook has been criticized for not reining in hate speech on its platforms, so now Instagram is getting tougher. Comments similar to ones that have been reported will be hidden, but can still be viewed with a tap on a new function.
Overseas, Spanish police in Barcelona have detained antivirus software creator John McAfee. A report says he was about to board a flight to Istanbul with a British passport. McAfee's wanted in this country for tax evasion, and indictments against him were unsealed in federal court in Memphis yesterday. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court decided it didn't want to hear this. It won't take up the years-long court battle over the opening of Led Zeppelin's classic song Stairway to Heaven. The case was brought by the estate of another songwriter. In March, an appeals court ruled in Led Zeppelin's favor. Japan is venturing back into the tourism business in the midst of a pandemic.
Foreign tourists are now banned in Japan, but proposed rules would allow international visitors back in the country, provided they buy private medical insurance and test negative for COVID prior to departure, as well as after arrival here. Tourists will be required to download a health tracking app, but would not need to quarantine for 14 days. Japan aims to reopen to foreign visitors starting next April. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
Here in the U.S., New Hampshire has begun accepting applications from concert halls and performance venues in the state that have had to close or limit events in the pandemic to get a slice of millions in federal virus relief money. Officials are also pumping money into New Hampshire's ski resorts to try to attract tourists there this winter. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.